Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Welcome to Tumble, the show where we explore stories of science discovery.
We have a different kind of episode today. It's a live show.
Our back-to-school science splash jam was an awesome ocean-themed extravaganza of storytelling and music in Austin, Texas. And we want to share it with listeners everywhere.
So let's get ready to slide into our splash jam right after this.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
So this summer, we took some time to travel around the United States.
So we put together a mini Tumble tour. We went to bookstores, a science museum, and our biggest show was at the Scottish Rite Theater in Austin, Texas.
It's this big historical theater downtown, and we packed it with science.
We wanted to share with you some of our favorite parts from that show. First is a song based on one of our favorite episodes, The Surprising Story of Sea Star's Sticky Feet.
We're going to bring out our next very special guest. She's a local musician and an Austin music commissioner, and she and her daughters wrote a song about sea stars that they're going to perform for you right now. So can we have a big round of applause for Elizabeth McQueen?
Hey guys, how's it going? Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and this is my daughter, Liesl, and her sister, Willow, and we love the Tumble Podcast, just like you guys. How much do you guys love the Tumble Podcast? It's the best! And Marshall and Lindsay asked us to write a song about sea stars, and so we listened to this episode, and then we sat on our couch, and we wrote a song, and we used the music that Marshall had created for the episode, so it's like a collaboration with us and Marshall.
There was a girl named Chloe who wanted to know how sea stars grip the rocks, how they move to and fro. Sea stars have tube feet, not feet like you and me. Tell Marshall don't wear tube socks. That would be freaky. Scientists for hundreds of years thought sea stars gripped the rocks using suction cups. But none tested that hypothesis. They didn't look hard enough. Then in the 80s, when some of your parents were kids, scientists said, wait a minute, sea stars can walk on grates and grids. They started looking closer. They found a sea star footprint or two. They analyzed the sea star footprints. What they found might surprise you. They found clues. They found clues. They found clues. move, they make another chemical to release it. Sea stars make a chemical that makes a fuzzy coat and exit. And when they want to move, they make another chemical to release it. Sea stars can make their own glue. Sea stars can make their own glue. Isn't it something that you wish you could do too? Sea stars make their own glue. Sea stars make their own glue. Isn't it something that you wish you could do too?
That's like my new favorite song that's always in my head now.
It's kind of helpful because it reminds us why sea stars are so cool.
Next, we had a special guest expert who came to help us play a jellyfish game. So let's meet her and then try playing along with us at home.
So our next guest is named Julie Burwald, and she wrote a book called Spineless, The Science of Jellyfish and the Art of Growing a Backbone. It is all chock full of incredible jellyfish facts. So can we have a warm welcome for Julie Burwald?
Hi, everyone.
Okay, so we're going to play another game, and we need three more contestants from out in the audience. Let's see. You in the yellow T-shirt, kind of in the back, standing up. You, yes. Come on up. Come on up. And let's see. You way, way, way in the back. Come on up. So this game is called the Jellyfish Limerick Game. And it's going to work very simply. Julie is going to read a limerick about a jellyfish fact. And your job, contestants, is going to be to guess the last word of the limerick. Okay, Julie, okay. Please read the limerick.
Okay. All right, here we go. Jellies start life as a dollop. So small, its form might collop. A shrimp-sized knick-knack or a furry tic-tac. Which next turns into a...
Say it
to the
A polyp. Yes,
polyp,
that's my
yes,
answer.
Way
to go, way to go.
All right, Adele, you've won yourself a lunch bag that you can collect after the show, so go find your seat again. Thank you for joining us, Adele.
Woo! Good job, Adele.
Okay, all right, next limerick.
All right, here we go. Consider the life of a jelly. Its tentacles are like vermicelli. You might think it's rude, but it poops up its food. Because it has just one hole in its
belly.
Belly is the answer,
belly.
Yeah.
And our final contestant.
All right.
All right. Okay, Julie, let's hear that limerick.
Here's the last one. Ready? Meeting this jelly would be a surprise, and not just for its fingernail size. The toxin within it can kill in 3 minutes, and it hunts with its 24. Arms!
Oh no!
Oh.
How about you said eyes?
Eyes!
Oh, no. All right. Well, Julie, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thanks,
Tumble.
Marshall, I don't know about you, but for me, it was such an amazing feeling to get to share science and music with so many people in person. My favorite part was meeting our fans after the show.
We got to meet Tumble superfans all the way from Vancouver.
And we got drawings from a pair of sisters.
And we got to record some questions, too.
All right, ready?
Picture everyone naked. Just kidding.
Okay, can you tell me your name and how old you are?
I'm Amory and I'm 9. I'm kind of wondering if there is other elements in space somewhere and what they would be and how they would work.
So do you mean could scientists find different elements in space that they can't find on Earth?
Yeah, like instead of like hydrogen, it's something else that's not on our periodic table that might be somewhere else that we just haven't looked yet.
My name's Amara, and why do platypus lay eggs if they're mammals? I think it's because the eggs need weight to stay in the spot where they are so the mother can protect them.
How do you think scientists would find out the answer?
By using like scuba gear and seeing how the eggs like stay to the bottom, like maybe they have like this little hole and they're like buried deep or into like where they are.
What is your name?
Thea.
Leah. And how old are you?
3 and a half.
Okay. And what is your science question?
Do humans jump as high as cats?
Do humans jump as high as cats? What do you think the answer is? Can you jump as high as a cat?
I don't think so.
Have you ever tried?
No.
Do you have a cat?
Yeah.
What's its name?
Tossa.
Tossa? Do you toss it into the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are some really fantastic questions.
Yeah, we got a lot of curiosity fuel for new episodes of Tumble. And don't forget, you can always send in your questions to us at tumblepodcast@gmail.com.
Our first thanks this week to everyone who came to our live events. It was so great to meet all of you, and we hope you stay in touch.
Thanks to Sarah Lentz and Michael Lentz for playing such an important role in making the Splash Jam happen.
Also thanks to our sponsors, Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Austin Family Magazine, the Headwaters School in Austin, Texas, and ListenWise.
And thanks to our performers, Saul Paul, Elizabeth McQueen and her daughters, and Julie Burwald, and our hostess, Susan Gale Todd at the Scottish Rite Theatre.
Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more stories of science discovery.